USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fonnie Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight last night, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail approximately an inch and a half in size. The Maui government is suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. A lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company inexcusably kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. At least 115 people were killed in the fires. Many are still missing. Baseball's Oakland Athletics owner John Fisher says the team has submitted its application to move its baseball franchise. It's now up to the baseball club owners to decide whether the A's will stay in Oakland or move to Las Vegas, Nevada. The three-man relocation committee will review the application and make a recommendation to the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and MLB's eight-man executive committee. Approval to move a team requires three-quarters vote of the 30 team owners. USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be the headliner this morning at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. That's taking place in Wyoming. The annual gathering brings together central bankers and key financial officials from around the world. Powell is scheduled to speak at 10:05 Eastern Time. The world's biggest tech companies have to follow sweeping new European laws that take effect today. The European Union's Digital Services Act covers everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods in e-commerce. It applies to companies including Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Snapchat, and others. The law is aimed at concerns tech critics have raised in recent years, including the spread of misinformation and disinformation, potential harm to mental health, particularly to young people, a lack of transparency, and illegal or fake products on virtual marketplaces. China is banning all seafood imports from Japan after Tokyo started releasing treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean yesterday. Reports from the area say the water has been used to cool a nuclear reactor that melted down after the crippling 2011 earthquake and tsunami at the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan. Barbie is now this year's highest-grossing movie. Greta Gerwig's film has brought in over $575 million domestically, making it this year's champ in North America. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.